The new law Trump's won passed a year earlier that expanded the types of acceptable forms of identification that voters could use at the polls. The law that takes effect July 1st limits those forms to state, federal, student, or employee photo IDs. Election uniformity manager Susan Lee says the day provides a few more opportunities to vote the older way before the change takes effect, and a way to educate the public using flyers.
This flyer would be handed out to voters as they exit the polls in the May and June elections, and a similar copy could also be used to be posted in the general registrar's office or in other areas that may have good public access.
The board will hold regional sessions to train local registrars. The state has solicited vendors to create a new ID that will be given free of charge to those who need them. Local registrars will also be able to produce and hand out the free IDs. Under the law, voters can cast provisional ballots if they don't bring a photo ID, but they'll need to present a valid ID to their registrar within 4 days of the election. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.